Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about scripts. Now, in this module, I'm going to give you the tools for creating your own scripts. And in the next module, I'm going to share with you some scripts that I wrote, that I created. It's important that you understand how to create your own scripts because, as I've said, everyone's financial situation is different. So if I were to create a script that was supposed to handle everything that could possibly be happening with you, it wouldn't be complete. It's important for you to program yourself by making your own recording to hypnotize yourself to work on whatever you need to work on. And guess what? It's going to change. Next month, it may be different than what it is right now. Maybe the challenge that you're facing right now is, let's say, controlling spending. Let's say, for example, perhaps you're spending too much. Well, what if you get that under control? What if you stop spending too much and it's no longer a challenge for you? Well, next month, it could be another challenge. Maybe you find that you need to work on investment strategies. So whatever it is for you, you need to put that into a script. Now, as part of this program, you're going to get a hypnosis recording. It's a recording made by myself and Joe Vitale. I did the beginning and the end, and Joe did the middle, the script, programming you for success in finances, programming you for abundance. And that's very powerful. So you can listen to that no matter what your situation is, because thanks to Joe's understanding of the metaphysics of money, you are going to be programmed to be a money magnet no matter who you are, no matter what your situation is. But from time to time, you will have very specific things going on in your life that require a very specific script. So in addition to what you have as part of the material in this program, the pre-recorded hypnosis session, which I do want you to use, I also want you to know how to make your own hypnosis sessions. That way, you're going to be your own best friend. You're going to be your own therapist, if you will. You're going to have the power to change your life. I'm going to put you in the driver's seat. So, first of all, what is a script? Well, it's the middle part of the hypnosis session. Remember, it starts with an induction, which is about 10 minutes long. In my recordings, it's a little bit longer than that. But when you make a recording for yourself, you should make it about 10 minutes long. Then a deepening, which is up to 5 minutes long. It can be shorter, that's fine, as long as it has the three main components. Remember what they are? Something going down, numbers going down, and you going down into hypnosis. Then comes the script. Right in the middle, because after the script is amnesia, which we haven't talked about yet, and transtermination. We'll get to that later. But for right now, let's look at the very center of the hypnosis session, the script, sandwiched right in the middle. Think of it like this. If a surgeon is doing open heart surgery and she opens the patient, opens their chest, but doesn't actually do anything to the heart, well, what has she done? She hasn't actually done anything beneficial. In order to perform surgery and have it mean something, have some benefit afterwards, something has to take place. It's not good enough to just open up the patient and then close the patient back up. You have to do something. Heart transplant, bypass, whatever it may be. Well, that's the script. The script is the action. The induction and the deepening, that's just opening the patient up, opening your subconscious mind. Amnesia and transtermination, that's just closing the patient up, ending the hypnosis session. But the script is what actually happens that matters. That's where the bypass happens or the transplant happens. In your case, transplanting negative habits for positive habits. Transplanting old habits that aren't working for you anymore with a new relationship with money, a new attitude of abundance. It's your opportunity to change your life. So, how long should a script be? Well, there's really no rule on this. It should be as long or as short as it needs to be. A script can be as short as, I will be confident, I will be confident, I will be confident. That can be a script. Just repeating something has power, by the way. But I'm imagining that you want to do something more elaborate than that. Here's the general idea. If you have something to say to yourself, and it's all about the same topic, then it really doesn't matter how long or how short the script is, as long as you stay on target. For example, if you want to lose weight, make more money, and you want to attract love interests, well, those three things are not necessarily related. They can be, but they're not necessarily related. So I recommend treating them separately with three different hypnosis recordings. However, if you want to stop spending too much, start a savings account, and start believing in a future in which you will be a millionaire, those three things work together. They're all about money. So as long as you stay focused and stay on task and stay on a topic, you can go into subcategories of that topic and it's fine. In a few moments, I'm going to share with you something that's included in this program, which is a worksheet. So I want you to have the worksheet ready. And it's the script worksheet. It's the worksheet that's going to allow you to create a script by organizing your challenges, your short-term goals, and your long-term goals, and balancing them with your intentions. So get that ready. If you haven't already done so, I recommend either printing it out so that you can write on it or having it up on your computer in a way that you can modify it, because you're going to have to fill in the blanks to make this work. You're going to use that worksheet to create your hypnosis session, your very first hypnosis session. You already know how to do an induction. You already know how to do a deepening. Now it's time for you to learn how to do a script. So you're going to write a script from beginning to end, and you're going to use my ideas, which I'm going to share with you in the next module when I share with you some of my scripts, and you're going to use your ideas that come from your mind, that come from your heart, that come from your soul, that come from what's going on for you right now. What's showing up for you? What's in your life? What's standing in your way? What are your challenges? What are your goals? What are your hopes, dreams, aspirations? We're going to get very clear on that. And when that happens, you're going to want to capture it. So as you prepare for that, I want you to pause this recording if you have to, because first of all, I don't want you operating a motor vehicle while you're listening to this part of the recording, because I'm going to put you into a light trance to get you to get access to that information from your subconscious mind. So get ready to be hypnotized. Secondly, I want you to be focused. I want to have your complete attention. So I don't want you driving while you're doing this. I want you to be sitting somewhere where you can write or type what comes to mind, because what you are about to go through is going to be a breakthrough experience for you. What you're about to go through is going to give you the blueprint for right now to get you to the next level, to the next step, to the next phase of your life, to get you higher than you are now in terms of your finances. Okay, so my understanding is that you are right now not operating a motor vehicle. You're sitting down. You've got a pen or paper handy, or you've got the worksheet up on your computer, and you're ready to go. You're ready to do this. You've got the script worksheet ready. In addition to that, I want you to get ready for a hypnosis session. So that's going to require some preparation. First of all, if you need to use the restroom, go ahead and do so. Pause this recording if you have to. The last thing you want during a hypnosis session is to have to think about that. And I always tell my students to ask people if they need to use the restroom. And I always tell my clients that. So if you have to do that, now's the time. Pause the recording. I'll understand. And then come back ready for hypnosis and ready to capture things on your worksheet. Okay, all this pausing, all this preparation, but it's going to be worth it. Now what I want you to do is make sure that you're stabilized, because even though I need you in a position where you're able to write things, capture them on the worksheet or on the computer, I also need you stable. I need you to make sure that you're in a situation where you're sitting down, but you're not going to fall over. If you go too deeply into trance, I don't want you to fall off your chair. I want you to stabilize yourself. So that's up to you. I want you to make sure that you are stabilized, because you're going to go into hypnosis. Just a light state. I don't want you going completely out, but just a light state. But some people get really relaxed during that. So I want you to make sure you're stabilized. So that's your responsibility, to make sure that you are stabilized, so that if you fall asleep in your chair and you fall over, you'll be okay. You won't fall out of the chair. Okay. The next thing I want you to do is make sure the temperature is okay in the room. I want you to make this experience wonderful. Make sure the temperature is okay. If you have to pause it again to put on something warm or make yourself cooler, do whatever you have to do. And while you're thinking about that and taking care of that, I also want you to tell everyone to leave you alone for a few minutes. This is going to take about 10 minutes, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's going to take a little time. So tell them, just to be safe, to give you a half an hour. Just to be on the safe side. That means your cell phone's off, your office phone is off, you put a sign on the door saying do not disturb. Now, if all of this is a bit much for you to set up right now, then go ahead and listen to what I'm saying, as long as you're not operating a motor vehicle. Go through it, and the next time that you're able to set up all of this, then it'll be even more powerful, because you'll already know what's going to happen. You'll already have some ideas to come to the session with. Okay, so my understanding is that you're ready to go right now. If you're not, then pause it again and get ready. Or you're just going to listen and learn, and the next time you're ready, you're going to set everything up and make this happen. Either way, make sure you're not operating a motor vehicle when you listen to this part. Okay. The next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to put you into a light hypnotic state. Before I do this, make sure that you have the script worksheet handy, because you're going to get information from that. I'm going to have you open your eyes. I'm going to have you write or type in answers. And then afterwards, we're going to review those answers. I'm going to have you look over them, and I'm going to put all the pieces together for you so that you can create a script from that. So this time, I'm hypnotizing you to get the answers from your subconscious mind. You're going to use that information to add to your hypnosis recording that you're making for yourself, your very first hypnosis recording. So get ready. All right, I'm going to use a beach induction, which means I'm going to have you imagine yourself walking along the beach, since that is a very popular induction. A lot of people really enjoy the beach. If you don't, then while I'm talking about that, just imagine yourself somewhere else that's similar to that. So if you enjoy the beach, great. If not, then slightly modify it in your mind so that you are comfortable with it. And I'm going to shorten it up a little bit. Normally, I say do a 10-minute induction, or on my recordings, I do more like a 30-minute induction, but I'm going to shorten it a little bit because I want you in a light state, a light hypnotic state. I want you to be very responsive and interactive, and I want you to be able to do the things that I tell you to do, because I'm going to have you fill in the blanks to get this information on the worksheet. So I don't want you falling asleep. So I'm going to do a short induction. I'm going to do a short deepening, and then the script is just going to be me telling you to write down certain things based on what you feel. I'm going to have you really get in tune with how you feel about your challenges, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, your intentions, and I'm going to have you get it all on the paper. So realize that some of the things will come to you afterwards. Perhaps you're going to have ideas during this session, and you can write them down, but don't feel under pressure to do it. If things aren't flowing to you perfectly and you're thinking, what can I write there? Just go ahead and go through the session, write down what you can on the paper, and realize that some ideas will come to you afterwards, and that's okay. Sometimes people just need a little time to think about it. And you can always go through the session again and again and again. You can go through a few times to get all of the information on the paper. So sometimes people get everything the first time, and that's great. Sometimes things come to them afterwards and during the session. Sometimes things come after a few sessions. So whatever the case, just relax. After the session, after I have you get everything out on the paper, either typed or written, I'm going to bring you back up out of hypnosis. Now, normally, I would do an amnesia portion, which means I would have you forget what happened during the session, or at least make an attempt to have you forget, because I don't want you undoing the programming. In this case, I'm not going to do that because I actually want you to remember everything. In fact, I want you to have a full recollection of it so that when you make your recording, you'll be able to draw from that memory of how you felt when you were coming up with these concepts and writing them down. Because that's important too, how you feel about the things you're writing. You may say you want more money, but how do you feel about that? It's important to have that feeling and to remember it. Now, before we officially start, I want you to look at the worksheet and realize that it's got a few categories. We're talking about challenges, short-term goals, long-term goals, and then we're talking about intentions. So on one side, you see the challenges, short-term goals, and long-term goals. And yes, I'm going to have you fill in the blank. What are five of your challenges? What are five of your short-term goals? What are five of your long-term goals? In the right, I'm going to have you fill in your intentions to make sure they're aligned with that. I want to blank in order to blank. So maybe the first thing for you under challenges is I want to overcome spending in order to have more money to help others. Okay, so that's an example of filling in the blanks. But when you fill in one side, you automatically have the first part of the other side filled in. So, for example, when you fill in challenges, what's your first challenge? Let's say it's spending. You automatically have the first part of the first sentence filled in because it says, I want to overcome blank. And that would be spending in order to blank. Now, that's the part you don't have filled in because that has to do with your intentions. having a compelling, powerful reason for overcoming it. Same thing with short-term goals and long-term goals. Maybe your first short-term goal is to have a job, let's just say. And your intentions on the right side would be, I want a job because, and that's where you fill in why. So we already have what you want. We know the first thing is a job. The reason? Because I want to give back to the world, or whatever your reasons may be. Next one may be, I want $1,000. Why? Because I want to start saving. Long-term goals, maybe your first one is, I want a house. I want a house because it will make me feel fulfilled. Whatever your reasons are. So you see how that works? When you fill in one thing on the left side, you automatically have it as the first part of the sentence on the right side. I wanted to give you that overview before we start so that you don't have to worry about figuring it out while you're in hypnosis. You just know that you fill in the blanks. Okay, so straightforward enough. Let's go ahead and get started. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine yourself on a beautiful beach. Now, I'm going to slow my voice down to give you an example of hypnotic speaking. Now, on this beautiful beach, it is just the right temperature between the sun overhead and the relaxing, gentle breeze. The temperature is just right. And you walk along the warm, soft sand, and you feel it on the soles of your feet. And in the distance, you see the waves on the beach, blue, green, and white. And you see them rolling in to the shore. And as they do, they make a gentle, relaxing sound. And then they roll out. And you relax as you continue walking. You hear a few birds in the distance. You see them in the beautiful blue sky with occasional white, wispy clouds. You continue walking and relaxing, smelling that unmistakable, salty sea air. And as you walk, you begin to relax from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes, relaxing first the top of your head, and then you relax your face, all around your eyes, relax, your jaw relaxes, your shoulders relax, your arms relax, your hands and fingers relax as you walk along the beach. Your abdominal area relaxes. Your legs relax all the way down to your knees. And then your calves relax as you walk on this beautiful beach. Your heels and ankles relax. And each and every one of your toes relax. And I want you now to find a safe, dry, comfortable area where you can sit on the beach and look out over the water, because the sun is about to set. And in just a few moments, I am going to count from 5 to 1. And as I do, the sun will slowly set on the horizon, and you will relax more deeply. Because the lower I count, the lower the sun goes. And the lower the sun goes, the more you relax. All right, now you're sitting down, ready to watch a beautiful sunset. 5, the sun begins to set now on the horizon, and you relax more deeply. 4, down, down deeper and deeper. The lower the sun goes, the more you relax. And the lower I count, the lower the sun goes. 3, down, relaxing. 2, and at the count of the next number, the sun will have set completely, and you will be completely relaxed. All right, now, One, the sun has completely set and you are completely relaxed. I would like you now to open your eyes and look at the worksheet. Take a look at it. As you recall, it has different categories. The first category that we're going to focus on will be challenges. There are challenges in your life that relate to money, that relate to wealth, that relate to finances. There are certain things in your life that you will overcome, but at this point, they are challenges for you. I want you to write down the first challenge now in the first space or type it in. What is your first challenge, your main challenge? Fill that in the space now. Good. Just use a short description, perhaps one word, to describe the challenge. Now I want you to fill in your second challenge now. Remember, it's okay if you want to fill in some of the worksheet later, or fill in some of the worksheet in your next session, because you can listen to this recording again. And now I want you to fill in your next challenge, and your next challenge, and then one more challenge. The challenges come to you easily as you fill them in, filling them in now, or realizing that you will fill them in soon after this session or in your next session. I want you now to move to the right-hand column. You have five categories under challenges. They are numbered 1 through 5. When you fill in category 1, you transfer that information over to the first part of the sentence. I want you now to focus on your intentions. I want you to have a compelling and powerful reason for overcoming the first challenge. Challenge A. I want you to think about your reason. Why do you want to overcome it? What benefit will there be for you and the universe when you overcome it? And I want you now to write the reason. Just fill in the blanks. I want to overcome, and then fill in your challenge. In order to, and then give your reason. As I am silent, I want you to go through all of the challenges you have written down. I want you to write them all out in the blanks, and then I want you to write your reasons for wanting to overcome them, your compelling, powerful reasons, your intention. Why do you want to overcome them? Do this now as I am silent. Very good. So now you have written your 5 challenges. In the left column, and you have written them again in the right column in the sentences, and for each challenge 1 through 5, you have given a powerful reason, a reason why you want to overcome that challenge, a reason that benefits you and the universe. Now I want you to move on to section B, short-term goals. And you have 5 short-term goal spaces, numbered 1 through 5. And on the right, you have 5 sentences. As I am silent, I want you to fill in 5 of your short-term goals. These should be goals that you want to reach within the next few months. These should be goals that mean something to you, that will be a start of your financial abundance. Goals that will give you a sign that once you achieve them, you are on the right path and you will continue building. As I am silent, write 5 of your short-term goals. Use just a few words for each. Be as descriptive as possible in just a few words. Do this now as I am silent. Very good. Now you have your 5 short-term goals, or if you didn't write them all, you realize you can do this later. Now in the right column, I want you to write each of your 5 short-term goals in the first blanks, and then give your compelling, powerful reason why you want to achieve that goal. In the second set of blanks, completing each sentence, use just a few words each time, but make sure your words are to the point and precise and powerful. Make sure that your words represent your intentions. Make sure that your reasons are beneficial to you and the universe. Do this now as I am silent. Very good. Section C is long-term goals. I want you to move your attention now to section C, and you notice you have 5 spaces there, numbered 1 through 5. As I am silent, I want you to write down 5 of your long-term goals. 5 goals that you will accomplish in the next 1 to 5 years. Do this now. as I am silent. Very good. In the column next to the long-term goals column, I want you to write your goals in the first blank in each sentence, followed by your compelling, powerful reason for achieving each goal. And each time, make sure that your intentions are helpful to you and the universe. Make sure they are compelling reasons that mean something to you and will benefit others. Do this now as I am silent. Very good. Now, in just a few moments, I'm going to return you to full awakening consciousness. And when I do, you will be wide awake and full of natural energy, remembering everything about this hypnosis session, everything that happened, everything you felt, everything you wrote or typed. Coming up slowly to the count of three, so that by the time I reach the final number, you will be wide awake and full of natural energy, excited about your powerful and abundant future. All right, now, one. Coming up feeling very good, full of natural energy. Two, beginning to move now, beginning to stir, becoming very aware of your surroundings, very aware of where you are. And at the count of the next number, you will be wide awake and completely out of hypnosis, feeling great. All right, now, three, wide awake and completely out of hypnosis. Okay, so come back around, come back awake, look around the room you're in, get your bearings, and look at what you've done. You should have something there. Maybe you've completed everything on there. Maybe you have some work to do later. Maybe you're going to do this session again and get some more information. But you should have something there that you're looking at now, something on your worksheet that you either typed or wrote out, and you're able to take things to the next level. You have something to work with. So you're going to be able to put that into a script. Now, in the next module, I'm going to share with you some of my scripts that I wrote, and I'm also going to show you how to work with a script that you just created the information for, because you've already got some data here, some information that means something to you, not something that I just created for everyone, something that means something to you. These are your things that you want to work on, your challenges, your short-term goals, your long-term goals, and more importantly, your compelling, powerful reasons. So your intentions are now aligned with everything. They're aligned with your challenges, aligned with your short-term goals, and aligned with your long-term goals. That's a great feeling, isn't it? That's a wonderful feeling, because now you know that everything's lined up. And if you are having difficulty coming up with a reason why you wanted it, a reason why it would be good for you and the universe, then you may want to think twice about what you want, because you've got to have a compelling reason. You've got to have something that benefits everyone. It can't just be selfish gain. It's got to be something that really works for the universe. So think about that. If there's anything that you didn't come up with an intention for and you were kind of thinking, what would that intention be? How can this actually benefit others? Then give it some thought. And if you're not coming up with anything, then maybe you want to change that or alter it a little bit. This is your opportunity before you program yourself to look at this and say, wait a minute now, I want to make sure that I am programming myself with things that are going to really benefit me and benefit others. So in the next module, we're going to take all of this information and I'm going to show you how to put it into a script. And I'm also going to share with you some of my scripts. So get excited about learning and changing and growing. You've got a lot of information to work with. Let's make it happen. Join me in the next module and we're going to get to work.